You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by the Executive Director for TwoCare, Melinda Fleming. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, I always ask you the very first question, of course. What does TwoCare stand for?
TwoCare stands for Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and Environment.
And you have a couple of annual events taking place tomorrow and on Friday. Well, in fact, the tour is finally back after the COVID-19 pandemic.
Correct.
But tell us about the Tuolumne County Renewable Resources Tour that is taking place tomorrow, because seats are still available for this.
They are, and that's pretty unusual. So if anyone has not been on one of our tours before, this will be a great opportunity for them to go on one with us. Tomorrow, we will be taking a look at local resource management facilities and meeting with the managers of those resources. It's kind of a rare opportunity because unless you're a school kid in Tuolumne County, we rarely take adults to these facilities. So you're going to get a chance to be up close and personal with people who are managing our water, our electricity, our power, our natural resources that include woods, mills, dams, all of those kinds of things. We're also going to talk to agricultural people about what's going on with grazing and cattle. And we have some fantastic people providing our lunch tomorrow, which is the Sierra Smoke. And we also are going to be getting to spend the whole day out in, I guess you could say, out in nature.
And it's completely free of charge.
It is. Thank you to Pacific Gas and Electric and Blue Mountain Minerals and KVML, KZSQ, Clark Broadcasting.
This is like a field trip for adults because you get to go to places that normally you would never be able to see, including Tulloch Dam.
Correct. And we're going to go into the powerhouse. So this is something where most people don't get an opportunity to do that kind of thing. The same with Blue Mountain Minerals. It's one of those things where, you know, and some people don't even know it's out there. And so it's really cool to go in and be able to see all that giant equipment, do their work out there, and talk to the people that run those facilities.
And the biomass facility, is that in Chinese Camp?
That's Ultra Power Biomass, yes. And that is, again, one of those things where, unless you've been out there, you might not even know it's there. They produce enough energy that could actually power our whole county, all the homes in our county, for, you know, 24/7 for a year. And most people don't even know it's there.
Plus, you'll also be visiting SPI as well. And again, folks, lunch is included. This is completely free. Set aside the entire day. I think the buses depart at 7:45 tomorrow morning for the Motherlode Fairgrounds, and they come back by about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a full day. So it is. We plan to make you really tired by the end of the day, but you'll have seen some amazing things.
And how do they make reservations for this?
They can go through our website, and there's a number there, and they can contact me. There's also email there. I can also give you the phone number to contact us,
which is
209-586-7816.
All right. The very next day, on Friday, October 7th, the TwoCare Annual Natural Resources Summit will take place at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. This is not an all-day event. The doors open at 8 o'clock in the morning. And what is on the agenda through noon?
We start with just some social time for people to look at information tables that agencies from throughout the county are going to have information about natural resources, and that's a good opportunity for people to come in and talk to those people who are in those agencies. You might not see them, you know, unless you actually go in. This is a time where you can actually get some materials, take them with you. At 9 o'clock, we will kick off the morning, and we have a variety of speakers, starting with Supervisor Kirk, who will be talking about the future of Tuolumne County and how that relates to the resources that support our economy here. And then we also have a panel that will be including Dave Taney from the Motherlode Workforce and Dr. Lena Tran from Columbia College, Kevin Kahn from Golden State Natural Resources, and Matt King from Heartwood Biomass, and Tom Hobby from Yosemite Clean Energy. These are all innovative new programs, companies that are coming into Tuolumne County that are going to kickstart some economic energy that we need for family wage jobs in our community. And then later we have Superintendent of Stanislaus National Forest, Jason Kiken, and Patrick Capelli from the Tuolumne River Trust, and Liz Peterson from Tuolumne County Administration. They're going to be just explaining what the Master Stewardship Agreement is, and that is something that a lot of people aren't aware of, or they're not really clear on what it is, and it's going to be discussing how Tuolumne County is partnering with a local agency and with the Stanislaus National Forest to manage some of our lands there and create a better, safer community for us. And then we have a keynote address at the end from Jim Peterson, who is the founder and editor of Evergreen Magazine and Evergreen Foundation. And he's going to be discussing what do you want from your forest. He has some books to sell as well, so he'll have a booth there. He's a fantastic speaker, and I think everybody will enjoy him. He's coming to us from Montana.
Okay, and then it all wraps up by noon. Do people have to make reservations for this?
No, this is completely walk-in, so all you have to do is just show up. We have a continental breakfast there as well, so we'll make it very comfortable for them. It's in the Sierra Building.
Melinda, the full itinerary for tomorrow's resources tour can be found on your website, which is tucare.com. That's TUCARE.com. Also, the full itinerary for the Tucare Annual Natural Resources Summit can be found there as well. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
Just please do go to our website. There's also a press release there that will give some details that we've talked about, but then if in case they want to get that stuck in their mind, they can go there and check that out.
Always nice to see you, Melinda.
Thank you so much for having us.